with SBS Radio.
My guest is Yotero Womanadi Rapoda, best known as a creator, writer, life coach, and intuitive. We are catching up to talk about her new book, Wild and Witchy, a guide to self-love, manifestation, and spiritual sassiness. Through this publication, Rapoda is arguably the first Indigenous author of a book in the wellness and spirituality space. Alira, before we delve into this groundbreaking book, can you say a few words about yourself? How can we best describe you?
So just to describe myself, I am a pretty multifaceted human being. So I'm a proud Yoda Yoda woman. I'm an intuitive reader, an energy healer. I do curve modeling. And I do a lot of things on social media around things like body positivity, culture, mental health, and yeah, just like lots of little things. So yeah, I do lots to sort of give people the overall rundown.
And now your book, Wild and Witchy, is being released, and it's arguably the first one of its kind by an Indigenous author. It's not the very first one. Tell us about this book.
Yeah, I mean, I'd always sort of, you know, writing a book where people could sort of dip in and out of and sort of come to when they felt like they wanted a little bit of advice on things like manifestation, self-care, self-love, things around like friendships and heartbreak, a little bit around culture. So it is like a bit of a self-development book, just with like lots of little, you know, tips and tricks for people just to help them on their journey.
So it's about sharing your journey with the readers and working through loss and grief, building unbreakable self-worth, learning how to love every bit of yourself and identify values. It's quite a lot in one book.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot, but it's so worth it. And I just think any reader who's going to come across this book or dive into this book, they're going to be walking away with something really, really powerful.
And how did you fall into this field of self-motivation and spirituality? How did you get into this field?
Yeah, I think I just got to a point in my life where I needed to lean onto, I guess, something to sort of help me on my journey and sort of help me develop my skills as an individual and just grow as a person. And then I sort of, started doing lots of things around spiritual development, and then that led down the path of coaching as well too, like manifestation coaching for people. So it's been a journey, and I think I sort of just fell into it just based on needing a bit of an outlet and a hobby, and then it's just turned into like this full-on business now, which is insane.
Now, tell us a little bit more how you went into business even without realizing it.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I started the business, I guess, during that first year of COVID. And I think a lot of people, they wanted to lean on to something during COVID. They needed an outlet. And then, yeah, the business just sort of boomed, and I was able to sort of help people with, you know, developing their skills in the spiritual space and also offer them advice around things like manifesting, body positivity and things like that, which is really, really cool.
And it said that you fell into this also after coming across a deck of oracle cards that your mum had left behind.
Yeah, that's correct. So mum sadly passed away when I was 17, and I got left a deck of her oracle cards, and I was always told, you'll come back to this, you'll use these cards one day. And I just thought, you know, being a teenager, oh no, I never come back to those cards, I'll never use them. And then within the last maybe, you know, 5-6 years, I found these oracle cards, and I just started playing with them, and I just thought, oh, there's some connection here. There's something more to this than just sort of like shuffling a deck of cards or whatnot. And from then on, the cards have sort of been the thing that I will go to for things like advice, or I'm utilizing it with, you know, clients and things like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, and when you talk about self-motivation, some people talk about it just coming from a theoretical point of view without ever having experienced it, but you have yourself gone through some ups and downs and really very deep lows and got out of the negative situations and overcame it yourself. So it's kind of an advice as well of a lived experience from yourself.
I was able to sort of hit rock bottom and build my whole life up. And I just want to sort of be that example to people, just to say, you can do anything if you really like want to do it and you want to put your mind to it. So I think I'm just sort of that really great version of, I don't know, success and whatever. And I think, like, life is too short and just to follow your dreams.
Batun Ngandam on NITV Radio in conversation with your Toyota woman, Adlira Porter, talking about her book being released, Wild and Witchy, A Guide to Self-Love, Manifestation and Spiritual Sassiness. It's quite a lot in that title. Why Wild and Witchy?
Wild and Witchy, I think it just represents me as a person. All my friends know, but I'm just this wild, carefree individual, and then I've just got this witchy side of me that does lots of things like candle magic and things around spirituality. So we just had to have that title as Wild and Witchy. Like, a lot of people not having sort of that background and understanding of what maybe witchy is. I think that's why the beauty of me sort of writing this book is going to give people more of an insight into that, which is really nice.
The book teaches you to live in alignment with your heart's true desires.
That's correct, yeah. So I just want to teach people that, you know, when you have all these tools and you have all these resources, you can really live in your true, authentic, abundant self. And that's why I wrote this book, to sort of show people I'm doing it and I want you to be able to do it as well too.
Yeah. And when the book is released, where will it be available?
It will be available online via Booktopia, and then it will be available in major book retailers, and I guess as well as just some your regular local bookshops and things like that. So it'll definitely be available for everybody and pretty accessible, which is really exciting.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the cover. It's this is a little bit of an Aboriginal design on the cover.
Yeah, so my cousin Shanae from Maloga Art, she's also a Yorta Yorta woman, she actually designed the artwork that's on the front cover of the book and on the inside of the book as well too. So I think for me, sort of, I had all my resources there, and it only took me maybe probably just over a year to sort of gather everything together and get it into book form, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. And you use the power of the mind plus a dash of magic and a whole lot of hard work to create your dream, a six-figure business. You mentioned it. Well, six-figure, congratulations, because it's not a given to everyone.
Yeah, that's it. And I think, you know, I just love sharing my story to be like, I came from, you know, a really poor background growing up, and I was able to sort of turn my life around as an adult and really just, yeah, step into my fully authentic, abundant self, which is really cool.
Before I let you go, Alira, just to wrap up, what's the take-home message, just to wrap up the conversation, maybe something that best describes the book or anything we may not have covered that you'd like to bring to the attention of our listeners?
Yeah, I just think the take-home message is, if you're curious about anything around spirituality, manifesting, or just, I don't know, wanting more sort of life skills, then this book is going to be that book that's going to be able to sort of open that lid of curiosity. And I would just want to recommend it to anybody.
Alira Porter, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about your upcoming book, Wild and Witchy, A Guide to Self-Love, Manifestation and Spiritual Sassiness.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.